Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you jab. Sin City Radio.
Father Time was good, dog. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Anymore. It's showtime, folks!
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy, Cass. Chilling as usual. My man, Father Time. Time, what's good, though?
What up, dude?
Shit, man. Hell, sound like both of us a little under the weather.
Yeah, it's one of those days, man. One of those days. Right.
But the show must go on, so what's good, dog?
Shit, I can't call it, man. I can't call it at all.
Shit, you know, man, motherfucker just tired. No, this, man, this has to be, like, the longest week ever. I mean, motherfucker just been stressed the fuck out. You hear me?
Oh, I hear you.
And you know what, man? Matter of fact, I'm going to do something that I don't normally do. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm usually on here cracking jokes and talking shit, but I want to ask a real question tonight, man, because, you know, I'm normally not the one to put my personal shit on the radio, you know, but I just want to know the opinion, you know, because it's like, I'm at the point now, I'm about to massacre this kid. I'm about to break this little boy's neck. It's just like, man, I'm not... Dude, I'm looking at like, okay, my daughter has a boyfriend. She's 17, she has a boyfriend. It's like, this motherfucker trying to just take over my spot.
How? What do you mean?
I mean, dog, it's just like, she got into some trouble. She got into some trouble at school. And, you know, I don't live in the same city with them, so of course her mama had to go up there. This motherfucker come to the meeting like he the father.
Well, I mean, hey. Maybe he probably just trying to support her, man.
No. Ain't no support, man. I mean, that you support her dealing with y'all little issues that y'all deal with. Shit like that, that's between me and her mama to do. Who the fuck are you to walk your ass up in there like you taking, like I sent you to take my place?
Well, a tough one, man. I would have a problem with that, too. I ain't gonna even lie.
Know what I'm saying? Now here's the part, because he's kicked out of school right now. The boy kicked out of school.
Well, then he didn't go to meetings.
There you go. My point is, like, he wasn't even supposed to be at the school, and he coming up to the motherfucking meeting.
Well, what her mama say?
She said she turned around like, what the fuck are you doing here?
You might have to take a ride, man, and talk to the little dude. You know what I'm saying? But in his mind, like I say, he probably just thinking about, you know, that's my girl. I got to support her. She in trouble. I got to be there for her. You know what I mean?
Really? I mean, come on, dog. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but let's just go back some years. I mean, really, would you actually went up to the school like, you know, her parents, she got to have a parent-teacher conference. I'm going to go up here and go to the conference, too. Would you really do that?
Hell no. I wouldn't.
I don't know too many motherfuckers that would.
I'd be like, shit, what happened? What'd they say?
Right. I'm not going to be there. And see, I think it's because I don't live there anymore. He thinks, like, okay, I ain't really got to run into your father. I can deal with your mother. I ain't got to run into your father. But man, that shit's cool. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I've been kind of hot.
Man, that shit had me on 10.
Oh, I feel you. I've been highly upset.
You know, I'm calling her like, you know, I'm calling her like, you know, what went on? She telling me, and then she like, this motherfucker comes. And the principal look up like, what the hell? What the fuck are you doing here?
Mm-hmm. Somebody need to holler at him. I mean, that's some shit you do, you know. Fucking engaged or married or some shit. Boyfriend, girlfriend, you ain't supposed to be doing no shit like that.
Exactly. That's my thing. Shit. Hey, y'all 17 and 18. I mean, what the fuck?
I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
I mean, man, it's just to the point, dog. It's getting aggravated, it's getting frustrated, and I know. I'm sorry, I put my hands on them. You know, I'm serious fucking problems.
You gonna go to jail doing some stupid shit like that?
Yeah, nigga, he 18.
Shit, he can still press charges.
Yeah, okay. I mean, but shit, you gotta figure, dog. I mean, you overstepping your bounds. His name was the last name I expected to hear. You know what I'm saying? The last name I expected to hear, let alone somebody, he finna come to the meeting?
Well, shit, the principal should have put his ass out since he ain't supposed to be at school in the first place.
I mean, they did all that, but the audacity of them to actually just do it, that's what's tripping me out.
Hey, these little motherfuckers, they don't care no more, man.
And that, you know, that job, I mean, man, what is the respect of these kids at nowadays? I mean, what do they think? They think it's just, I mean, dog, I'm not understanding them, man. It's like,
yes.
Man, it's like, damn.
It's the way they're being raised nowadays, man.
Man, and you know, and me and her was talking, and I mean, I guess we fall victim to that too, man, because it was like, You know, you try so hard to give your kids what you didn't have.
Right.
You know what I mean? And in the process of doing that, man, somewhere down the line, we went wrong.
Well, you can't all just blame it on y'all. She could play a part in it, too.
I mean, when I'm saying this, I mean our generation. I'm saying us as a generation, man. Somewhere we went wrong.
Oh yeah, I agree. Stop
we
kicking
went.
That ass. That's what happened.
I'm saying, man. We went wrong somewhere. I guess that spare the rod, spoil the child thing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, god damn.
That's exactly what happened.
Shit, man.
I say kick a kid ass in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, you got to think about it, man. You, me, we both grew up under that umbrella, getting your ass kicked. So, you know, and I'm pretty sure you probably just as soft as me when it comes to these damn girls. You know what I'm saying?
For
you
sure.
know, and but at the same time, it's like, you know, because I be sitting there saying, like I told her today, man, there's so many ass whoopings you done bypassed. It's ridiculous. Because if I was doing one-third of the shit that you do, man, shit, I'd be picking my motherfucking teeth up off the floor.
Yep.
And you ain't going to the dentist to get them. You ain't going to the dentist to get them put back in.
Man, that's the problem, man. They don't get their ass kicked no more. My daughter don't even know what ass whooping is.
Right. I mean, shit. I mean, this just to the point, dog. It's just niggas keeping my head hurt. I'll be real with you. I got a fucking headache all about it, but hold on. Janine, what's happening?
Hello.
Hey, Janine.
What's going on?
Not that much.
Okay. I'll check this out, Janine. Well, man, we got LaFonda on here, too. What's up, LaFonda?
Hello.
Okay. I'll check it out, man. All right. I want y'all to listen. Now, like I said, I normally don't do this, but, I mean, I'm at a crossroad right now. I mean, I don't normally say anything about my personal life on this show. But, man, I got a problem. I got a problem with this kid. And it's just like, I want to fuck this boy up so bad that my head done start hurting today. Now, I'm going to give you a scenario. My daughter got in a little trouble, right? By me not being in the same, you know, by me not living in the same city with her, you know, I pretty much got to, you know, her mother had to go see, you know, parent-teacher conference. As they're having the conference, the fucking boyfriend walks in. Like, he he's taking my place. I mean, at what point? I mean, what kid? What? Who does this? Hello, people? Anybody with me?
I'm with you, man. What happened to the lady?
Oh, no. Well, the Fonda. Oh, she's gone back. Janine, you with me?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm having problems.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's like, you know, like this. I don't know if this little boy feel like, okay, since your dad moved out of town, I'm gonna take over. But here's the thing: he's kicked out of school. He then walks up ignoring he can go to jail for trespassing, and he's still walking and trying to go to the motherfucking meeting like he the daddy. I mean,
what you think, ladies? Ladies?
Well, somebody needs to put him in his place.
Exactly.
Nobody putting him in his place. He being allowed to do it.
I mean, I'm not there. So, I mean, if I'm not there, I can't put my hands on him if I'm not there.
Sound like you want to drive out there right now.
you said what?
Sound like your ass want to drive out there right now.
Oh, I want to kill him. I want to break his motherfucking neck.
You sound like my daddy when, yeah, I was in high school.
I mean, I really do. I mean, there's no, I mean, all bullshit aside, I want to fuck him up.
How old is your daughter?
17.
So, I mean, what did she say about him being there? Did she know he was coming?
No. Now, here's the thing. Now, that was the thing that everybody, from my understanding, everybody looked up like, what the fuck? The principal, my kid's mother, and my daughter said my daughter was like, what? Before she knew it, she was like, what the hell is he doing here?
Well, I don't know what to say on that one, because, I mean, I don't want to condone you killing a child, but damn, like, somebody needs to beat the hell out of him. Like, somebody needs to put him in his place, something.
For sure.
Oh, no.
He just one of those kids that didn't get her ass whooping when he was growing up, that's all. Gotta beat your kid's ass.
Well, and like I said earlier, I'll be the first one to admit that, yeah, that's, I mean, shit. I feel like motherfucker didn't, I mean, shit, as a motherfucker generation, we didn't got soft. Because, man, I'm like, damn. I'm supposed to have their ass stomped in the ground by now.
Mm-hmm. For real.
Oh. Well, Shaq, when you beat him up one good time, he'll learn his lesson.
So I'm hoping. Okay. Anyway, I mean, you know me, I don't burden too many people with my problems, so we're going to move on. LaFonda, what's good?
Nothing much. I told you I became the PR and the promotional manager for Trunk Music.
For who?
For Trunk Music.
Well, did you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I can write the hell out of a business plan. I just want you to know that. Because not only did I get him investors, I got him more than that. He, like, opening up for a couple of people. He doing the dub show. We just came from Michigan last weekend. Osmo dad on the road.
Dad, how?
Really?
It was like... It was raining. Play and let his boy, play him because. You
ain't heard nothing.
Yeah, his phone going in and out.
Is it me or did anybody hear anything she just said?
No, it's going in and out.
That's the stupid Boost mobile phone. Like, on my left. But
his boy was driving, and he was supposed to have made a curve. You know how you get on the expressway, and it's a curve you got to go on to get off. He hit the curve and tried to make it, and I was going to kill all of us.
Mm-mm. Well, that ain't no good.
Exactly. I'm like, dude, you don't want so damn bad. I also want y'all to know May 1st, Tuesday, I plan on Full Soul stage on fire because I'm hitting the stage that night.
What you doing on stage?
Poetry.
Oh, you doing poetry.
Uh-huh.
So I say, you rapping now?
No. Never.
She
didn't
have enough mics in her mouth.
I ain't going to never try that one, but I know I can do poetry.
Uh-huh. Wait, what's happening, dog?
What it do, brothers? What it do, Father Time, Cass?
Oh, man.
What's going on
in the Sensei? Networking the politics. What's going on with you, dog?
Shit. Same shit, just another smell, baby.
I never knew what the fuck that meant.
Shit smells change. Depend on who, what shit you around. All shit don't smell the same. That's what that means.
Okay. Still kind of sore smelling shit, but hey.
Hey, alright, my fault. I worked in a goddamn.
Nah, man, I'm joking. Let it go, man. Let it go. You ain't gotta let us know how you know how different shit smells. Anyway, what's popping, man? I mean, shit. I mean, we're here on Sin City, man. Like I say, this is one of them days. I'm calling on my audience, man. I need my audience to give me a feel good moment.
Dude, I saw some funny shit today. You know what I'm saying? Some funny shit. On you know, I was riding a bus. You know what I'm saying? Can't drive right now. I got reasons of the government. But anyway. I was on the bus, right?
What?
Chick walked on it. Chick, dude walked on first. And chick was like, you stepped on my fucking foot. He was like, excuse me. She was like, motherfucker, and just mushed him in the back of the head, dude.
Did he beat her ass?
He kept walking. It was a college dude, though. He was in college. That's what I got the impression, because, you know, he just had his books and all that shit. But she mushed him hard. I mean, one of them slaps. I was like, you know, I don't condone them beating on women, but if you put your hands on me, you must want your ass whooped, because you got to remember, you're still a woman. If that man would have turned around and just whooped her ass, he would have went to jail.
Mm-hmm. But he wouldn't have been hitting on a woman. He'd have been beat on a bitch.
Okay. That I just wanted. But she muffed him good, dude, in the back of the head. Like, motherfucker, I beat your ass. And she what? She was a cute chick too. I still would have punched her ass in the nose. I wouldn't have broke nothing that, you know, mess her face up too bad. I probably would have gutted her. I wouldn't have fucked the face up. Here, lay down, go to sleep.
Hey,
you know,
bust me
in the
back
of my
motherfucker.
What the female think about that? Don't you, I mean, what should a human do? I ain't gonna even say a man, because you never know what that man problem was that day. But you know, mama always said, "Motherfucker, put your hands on you. You goddamn, put your hands back."
I agree.
That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. So, would he been wrong if he'd have turned around and slapped the dog shit out that motherfucker?
Hell no. He a mother.
No, he wouldn't have been wrong.
I mean, he said he was sorry because you know how to.
It's not like he didn't apologize.
You know,
right.
I don't even know if he stepped on the foot. She was like, motherfucker. He was like, I'm sorry. She was like, I kicked your motherfucking ass. He was like, look, I'm sorry. And she muffed him, and he tried to keep walking. Bus driver laughed. That's what's fucked up. Bus driver laughed. I'm like,
you sure
damn.
They weren't together? You sure they weren't together?
If he had turned around, they'd have run the cops on down for him. If he'd have turned around and beat our ass, he'd have been in jail.
As long as that bitch would have muffed me.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Dude, I'm sorry. I'd have gutted her ass. You know, I ain't going to hit her because she was cute. I wouldn't hit her in the face.
Yeah,
but I'd have gave her a good ass punch in the stomach. She would have been like, oh. I'd be like, just lay down on the seat, baby. Just lay down on the seat. You'd be okay.
You don't mess the face up. Don't mess the face up.
No, don't mess the face up. You know, I never know. I might want to see her again. You don't know, fucking remember that. Yeah, nah, it wasn't me. You know niggas look alike, baby.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
I'm going to knock that bitch out.
But I thought it was wrong, dude. I really did.
Dude, that was wrong on so many motherfucking levels.
But, muffles in there like, you know, old dude was like, I'd have knocked that bitch out. You know, you had a young dude like, shit, I'd have stomped that bitch. Then you had the chick like, you did the right thing, baby. You did the right thing.
Man.
I'm like, man.
I don't know
in that situation. I don't know, man. That's, you know, you put your hands out. I'm digging smacks. You smack me,
right.
I'm going to smack your ass back.
See, I ain't mm-hmm. As soon as she calls us something off of me.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and back up him then and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn her whole place. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
And the fight begins.
Now, y'all want to hear any more stories? I got two more that I've been fucking around on the bus, unless we got something else to go on.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
You know, I've been riding the bus for 2 days, dude. That shit is crazy. I had a little dude. He had to be no more than six. No more than six. His mom was like, come over here. He looked at her and said, bitch, you come over here. And she got up. And she got up and went over there.
Oh, no.
You know how hard it hit? Because I had my little shorty with me. I'm looking at her like, I wish you would. I kick your ass and anybody else say something in this motherfucker. But I'm smiling like, baby, all kids ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? She's like, what did he say? He said that he's dumb.
I remember I used to do that to my kids. I thought, I wish he did. They get punished for some other little kid did.
I'm gonna beat the dog shit out of you.
But with the law as it is, what can you do then? Do you wait till you get home and whip your kid then? Or do you whip your kid there just to make an example? I mean,
man,
with the law's how it is, me, myself, I'd have been in jail. I'm calling y'all from the show, dog. I might need some help. Where you
man,
at? Well, you know, this number ain't the right, you know, this ain't my number, but.
Don't say
nothing wrong.
Your kids talking about, no, bitch, you come here. No, bitch, you come here.
That's exactly what he said. He said, bitch, you come here. And she got up and went to the back.
No, that probably would have sent me in shock for like the first 3 seconds. Like, then I'm on a bus too. I'm like, oh, motherfucker just embarrassed me in front of everybody. Oh, yeah. I'm finna test this motherfucker. Hey.
But you can't do that, though. You can't do that. You can't.
Man.
Not in public. You'll be like the chicken on Walmart. They be dragging your ass on that.
We got the secret pinch. You got some secrets you can do without people saying.
Right.
Man,
Hold on, y'all.
I wish I would have been wearing my mouth like that.
We got a new caller. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hello. How you doing?
Hello.
What's going down?
Nothing.
This Mother Nature.
Yes.
Oh, Mother Nature must have an opinion on this. Go ahead and let's hear your wrath. to the young.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just called.
I'm going to go with the second story then. I had on the bus. Little kid was on the bus. You know how a little kid go on the bus and just keep running. His mom was like, come here. He was like, nah, bitch, you come here. And she walked her ass in the back. What would you do?
Okay, Mother Nature, before you answer, let me bring Butter in. Butter, what's happening?
How y'all doing tonight? Hello.
What's up, Mother?
Hello.
Listen to these tragic stories of Minnesota.
Tragic stories of Bushwick finally on the bus trying to figure out what the fuck. I see why people are where they got damn ass earphones.
Wow.
Them motherfuckers crazy.
Mother Nature, what would you have done?
This is my kid or just a kid?
Yeah, your kid told you that.
This your kid.
You walked on the bus, paid him.
My kid wouldn't have did that.
Okay, we know your kid would, but we hypothetically speaking.
How old they got to be when you pay their fare? I say it's 6, so... My daughter's 7. I got a pay.
I think under the age of five is free, right?
That's what I was. Okay, so I say about 6 because he was younger than my daughter, dude. My daughter's 7, so he looked around and looked at his mama like, "Bitch, fuck you. You coming back?" That's basically what he said. You coming back? And she got her ass up and walked her ass right on to the back. I'd have been walking to the back with half his throat in my hand.
Right.
Once that motherfucker said, "Hey, bitch, you come back here," yeah, I'd have came. But, boy, hey, I'm telling you.
He
would have
got beat down when I came back there, though.
Right, but I'd have made the news for that one.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd have. And
he would have lost
three,
all his teeth, whether they were permanent or not.
I think the greatest one on my last 2 days, young dude came on the bus. Old dude sitting there. He said about the old dude. Old dude was like, "Bro, you need to scoot over. I need some room." He was like, "Man, fuck you." And before he even got the "fuck you, old man was on his ass. Dude, I couldn't pull my phone out quick enough. He hit him like 13 times, and dudes just laid there and jumped off the bus and kept going. I thought that was the greatest one that I've seen in the last 2 days.
That's the number five.
The number five, you know, in Minnesota, you see all action on the number five because it goes through Minnesota's, you know, downtown. You see all the action. They crazy. But the old
dude
beat that motherfucker 16 times at least.
That's crazy. Where is this at?
Minnesota.
Damn.
I say don't mess with old people. That's what you get. You think you could just whoop an old dude? Leave him alone.
Damn. Old man was on top of him wearing his ass out.
You the dog, motherfucker! Man.
Dude,
he was getting them goddamn good dusty rolls hits in him. He was fucking that motherfucker up. From long range, 16 shots. Old dude, you know, young dude tried to cover up. You know, he balled up like a little dude, but that's what you get for messing with that old dude. He asked you to move over, and then you got smart and stood up, and he laid your ass down.
Wow.
Police came over like, "Y'all know who did it?" Man, I don't know. I never seen a dude in my life.
Wow.
Yeah, he was like, "Well, what happened?" I said, "The young dude was messing with him. He got his ass whooped." The only time I ever talked to the police, because the young dude was wrong. He shouldn't have goddamn jumped up on him.
Wow.
The old dude didn't listen to that song. Folks jump up to get beat down.
You know what I'm saying? He was a nice old dude. He had the little cane and everything. I'm surprised he'd smack his ass with the cane.
Right, he should have wore his ass
thin. I probably would have wore with the cane. They'd have came out. They'd be like, "God damn, you got brother from Greece."
Hell yeah, fuck him. Fuck him, that's what he get.
That was my best three stories on the two-day bus rides I did, y'all.
Next
week, I'll probably have three more, because they crazy on that motherfucker.
We got my man Waylo chiming in. What's good, dog?
What's good, Waylo?
What's good?
Chilling, man. Man, just heard the incredible stories of Wick's bus escapades.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't using that shit. I was on the butt, man. People crazy, dude. They crazy. You got kids crazy. You got, hey, don't mess with the old man because you fuck around. You better be glad I couldn't get my camera out. But now I walk around with my camera. I'm going to get some for Sin City. I keep my phone on camera all while I'm on the bus now. I'm gonna get me some good shit.
One day soon, huh?
Man, you get arguments and anything. I'm gonna get me a good one. I wish I'd have got the old man whooping too, but
wow.
I think that would have been my best one. What, you got to get a million hits before you start getting paid? I'd have probably got a million and one hits, a million and or 2 million hits. Cause he wailed on his ass, dude.
Wow, that's sad.
Well, fuck world star. Then that shit.
SinCityStarFoods.com. You know what I'm saying? Get us a million hits on that motherfucker.
Okay.
It's coming.
Definitely is.
Cause I'm gonna catch you, dude.
Miss Butter, what's going on with you?
Shit, just got through getting out the bathtub and relaxed. And
I sent pictures from it.
Oh, you should have hit that pussy. Don't fail me now.
I sent pictures.
I'm sitting under the computer.
So go ahead to the website, baby girl.
I'm already on that. Look, I've been on that all day.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I've been on that all day.
That's what it do.
Mm-hmm. Why y'all so quiet tonight?
Like I said, we were sitting here enjoying the, we heard, Charlie Murphy's True Hollywood Story.
You know what I'm saying? True bus ride story.
Okay.
I'm telling you, they're crazy. I'm going to get one on tape, y'all. I'm telling you. In the next 2 weeks, I'm going to get one on tape. Next 2 weeks, I'm going to get one on tape. And y'all going to be like, these motherfuckers actually crazy. You know, it's not just me. Because I'm insane, but I ain't crazy.
I hear you. All right, but check this out, man. We go to this song right now. Right, we be right back.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Here I come.
Too short, baby. What's up?
You tell me.
Shit, I'm coming out that way tonight. I'm trying to get with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I waited a long time for this.
Well, look, as soon as I get there, I'm going to call you, all right?
Bring you what I need.
Someone to fuck you. Satisfaction guaranteed.
I give you what you need. When you need someone to
talk to, someone to fuck you. Satisfaction guaranteed.
I give you what you need.
My plane touches down at 11:45. I'm coming to bump you, about to show you why. I got the game from the pimps and players. You gon' feel me, baby, when I get there. I'ma give you what you want so I can get what I need. We can get hella freaky while we smoke some weed. We don't need champagne, fuck the gin and juice. These niggas know what short dog and little Kim can do. Imagination is an understatement. Anything you can think of, we can make it. Big money hit records, watch us get reckless. We butt naked, we never sexless. And when I get there, you know it's time to fuck. Cause all night long ain't long enough to come up. Wanna know something? It's a big dick type pussy thing. Make them both come.
game is secret. Rumors they can keep. You know there's only one ghetto queen with a guillotine. Real bitch that carry gas by the spleen. You know what I mean? Some bitches on the other line, answer that. If it's a booty call, cancel that. You want pure satisfaction, I'ma handle that. All I need is a candle in a porno channel. You can take the top, now I'm starting to sweat. Peel my Gucci sheets back so they don't get wet. Now check it, adjust your phone volume. Little Kim is sure to bring the nuts out ya. Imagine me sucking blood out ya like a hickey. I love the phone quickie, slip myself a Mickey. Now that's the proper settle. You can reach out and touch me, MCI staff. Kim is short, fucking Cali, bedside staff. Tell me what you want, I tell you what I need. You can fuck me till I bleed. Ooh, sure, I'm about to OG.
And I like it.
Y'all, welcome back, welcome back. Hey, did y'all hear? She said she gonna fuck the blood out of them.
Yeah.
God damn, boy, I don't care what y'all say. Look, Kim was a bad boy.
I love her.
She said,
my motherfucker, shit.
Hey, she
you know what, I'll be scared of it, but I wanna see how that's gonna feel.
All right, you ready? Hold on. Okay. Imagine me sucking blood out you. God damn, you gotta be sucking a dick hard to be doing that.
Trying to tell you, dirt devil.
God damn. All right, what my boy say? I wanna see what that be like. I ain't never had that done before.
Ain't
it? I just, oh, that just sound like that's just a beautiful thing.
Somebody's
sock
gonna pop off that night.
Right. Now let me ask. I mean, cause I'm gonna ask. It's a too far question, but I'm gonna ask. Now for my ladies, Butter Janine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. I mean, we all grown, so we, you know, the oral thing, mm-hmm. oral sex. Now, I mean, I've heard some women say that, yeah, I like doing it. I've heard some women say, well, I only do it because I know my man like it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now, with the ones that just do it because they know their man like it, I mean, do you really be into it? Or is it just like, okay, let me just get this dick out of my face. I'm tired of putting this dick in my face. Let me just go on and suck on it.
Well, she should be. It should turn you on to know that you blowing they mind. I mean, regardless of whether you want to do it or not. If you don't,
so,
if you gonna do it, then it should be like turning you on. Like the phone was knocked off the hook.
So the thing is, like, okay, you look at what you're doing to him.
Uh huh.
So I mean, like, if you getting a reaction, you won't. That means you gonna go that much harder,
yes.
That much better.
Yes. Now, okay. if you putting it in and he just sitting there like whatever, then yeah, that'll be a problem.
Now, I mean, you hollow mouth and shit.
That'll be a problem.
Okay, Janine, what about you?
I don't do it for their satisfaction. I do it for my own. I just like dick in my mouth, I guess.
I mean, that's true. It's just like he said, like if you had to do it, if you did it just because he wanted it. Because, I mean, I like to do what I do, too. But, you know what I'm saying? If it's to that point where, okay, I know I haven't done it all week or I ain't done it in a couple of days, and this motherfucker's walking around with a Woody, like, let me go ahead and...
Fellas, I got to talk to my fellas. Did y'all hear what she said?
What?
She said, I just like dick in my mouth.
That's a beautiful time.
Yes, that was. He needed she needed a standing ovation for that one.
It's standing up right now, just because you said it. It's standing right now. You might get sick, but you get the standing ovation right now.
That's why I love Sin City.
Yeah.
See, can't say this shit on other talk shows. That's why we got the explicit sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck 'em.
Ain't it the truth?
Hey, I tried to see if we can get a daytime show. They was like, oh hell no. Fuck you, suck at mid. Fuck, we try to put y'all at midnight.
Oh,
damn.
Say, y'all just.
I'm gonna
gotta
go to work in the morning. Shit, we can't be up at midnight talking about this shit.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. I'm like, goddamn, can we get like a daytime show? They like, hell no. Motherfuckers say, right? Where the fuck y'all at? Don't even think about coming to daytime radio. But, and I gotta tell y'all, thanks to y'all, check the buy rates. Yeah. Oh, we tops in Northwest Indiana, baby. We tops.
That's what's up.
We tops. They can't fuck with us in Northwest Indiana. We number one.
That's what's up.
Now, here you got two crazy motherfuckers from Ivanhoe Project got the number one radio show in Northwest Indiana. Fuck.
That's what's up.
And they said it wasn't going to last.
Haters. Motivator.
Now, and I give all praises and props to y'all because without y'all, we couldn't have pulled this shit off. And we didn't have a lot of people come on here and quit calling and you know what I'm saying, but you know how my
phone
gets
the pictures and shit.
Just send them pictures. That motherfucker old. Motherfucker owing people, but hey, like I say though, man, I mean, with the website, y'all motherfuckers know y'all be clowning. I mean, we still need a little bit more participation, but the people that do participate, yes, they be clowning on hell.
Yes, I viewed a lot of things today that I was just like, damn, I thought I was doing something. I guess I ain't doing shit because these motherfuckers showing out on here.
Well, you know what? And that's the beautiful thing about it, that you always can go back and regroup. could just always go back and regroup and, hey, oh, okay, well, I got that.
Hey, speaking of which, I had that meeting with the graphics designer today for that magazine.
Right.
And that calendar. So the next step is we about to start doing the layouts. And then we about to start, I'm about to start getting all these pictures and, you know, storylines together.
That's what's up, man. That is what's up.
So I want to tell everybody to get this shit together.
I need to send you my pictures for February.
Come on with it.
Send them to me, too.
Damn.
I'm missing Janine right now.
Yes, really.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all got me in trouble last night, too.
Who got you in trouble?
What happened?
I had a little company last night or whatever.
Get up and move.
I was like, who the fuck you talking to? I was like, if you don't shut the fuck up.
Oh, wow.
What?
You on there talking about fucking something, huh?
No, I was talking about I put my number up on the wall.
Uh-huh.
Talking about, yeah, you just give a motherfucker your phone number on Facebook. I was like, see, there you go. You don't know what the fuck you talking about. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, mind her business.
Okay.
If I want to call Waylo, I can.
Ain't it?
Oh, she hot than the motherfucker right now.
Nah, she good.
Oh, you put it down last night, made her feel good.
I said, wait, no, get your ass in the room. Hurry up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I hear that. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, check it out, y'all. Y'all do know, once again, we still got the chat room jumping off. I'm in here now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Let's get it on and popping. We got the chat room jumping off again. I enjoy myself.
So goddamn bootleg. Goddamn internet so damn slow. I can't get in there.
Hold on 1 second. I am on the phone.
Oh, my God. I see my girl in there. Sunshine, what's happening?
Let me walk out the room. That's quite so rude.
Sunshine?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. What's going on, baby?
Hello?
Talk to me, baby. What's good?
See you.
Well, I know that.
What the hell are you talking about?
What's Father Tom at? He had Father Tom had to make a run, man. So he had to leave the show. He had already told me.
I was like, something missing.
Yeah, you ain't hear Father Tom in the background running his mouth.
Nah, Father Tom had to take care of a little business, so he had to leave. But, like I said, your boy's still here. So I'm in the chat room. Getting it in, having me a little fun, kicking back, relaxed, and I'm drinking my Gatorade.
Oh, really?
What, with gin in it?
Nah, man, it's straight Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
I might pour me a shot of gin thin in it, but other than that, it's straight Gatorade.
What you know about the gin thin?
Boy, I know all I need. I know a couple of dabs will do you.
I know, right? Yes, yes.
Yeah. If you go to the flea market, they sell about a case of the Tim Val box.
Sunshine, how you gonna get in the chat room and then jump right back out? Oh well, I guess you jump right back in.
I got kicked out.
Mhm. I told you that chat room wasn't acting right yesterday.
I don't even know. So, Butter, what's been going on in your world? I mean,
other than
I mean, well, other than the negative. Yeah, we focusing on the positive, like them double G's.
Oh well, you know, I just been like, you know, chilling, walking around the house naked, waiting.
Wait, I mean, all right, well, I mean, okay. I got to ask the question. You walking around naked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, me personally, I figure you walk around that naked at some point. I mean, within a matter of seconds, I'm going to hit you. I mean, I know he ain't just letting you walk around naked.
I mean, I think he nervous, you know what I'm saying? Shit, he don't know. What that mean for me to walk around the house naked. I guess you figure I'm just comfortable, but, you know, it is what it is, because I'm going to get it one way or the
other. Yeah, okay.
It's you back like you wish somebody come in off the streets or something. You walk around with blinds open and shit. Somebody, please.
Somebody, you know. It's okay, though, because, you know, I keep walking around naked. I think Janine going to come see me.
Damn.
Yeah, I think Janine gonna come see me soon.
I'm like UPS, I deliver two shit.
Wait, low at the gas station right now. What you doing? I'm gassing up. Yeah,
I put my shea butter on then, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that go first round. Hey, baby.
But I got some new cable, y'all, right? And, you know, they be showing some freaky shit at night. Like, oh, my.
The hell?
You say cable show some freaky shit?
Yeah, because, you know, I have
this,
right?
It's called the Playboy Channel.
I don't even fuck with Playboy. But I had, you know, I have Dish, so, you know, I had a lot of channels, but none of them, you know, cable or HBO, none of that. But I added that on, and at night they be having all kind of little episodes fucking out the ass, like, damn.
Hey, do that, you know what? What's her name? Johansson, what's her name? The little old white lady, will she still be coming on at night?
I knew I was missing. God damn.
I don't know, but I think you can look at Tom and Jerry and find something sexy about it.
I heard so much stuff about Tom and Jerry, like what is it, Bugs Bunny and Daffy, they gay.
Really? It's butter.
What?
Really? Come on now.
I heard so much.
Oh, mother, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Please, just let it go.
I'm just saying. Oh.
And for the record, Daffy is not gay. Daffy's a black man.
Okay.
Yes, Daffy get railroaded every episode.
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, my goodness.
Looks like you got to figure Wile E. Coyote's black.
You got to be dumb as hell.
I mean, he keep chasing that little, what he wants, a bird. What is bird? Mm-hmm. Chicken. That's all he wants. And I know his credit card maxed the fuck out because he buy all kind of shit.
Wow.
That motherfucker got acne everything. Acme ain't nothing but Rent a Center.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's it, that's all. That's it, man.
Hey, I got a question for the ladies real quick. Mm-hmm. What does it mean when you say you ripped me?
You what?
You ripped me.
Whip?
Rip. R-I-P-P-E-D.
you ripped me. Like, you ripped her shit? You told her shit?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's what you did. You told her shit.
I mean, what the hell did I tear?
I don't know, this year you look at it.
What the hell? I'm gonna put my face down there and look at it.
Guess what, y'all?
Whips pussy.
Guess
that's
what?
That's what you would have did for me, because I was like, look at it. See what you did.
I'd have been like, yep, that look right there. Right there. There you go, right there.
I threw it right there. Ain't that real fun?
Hell yeah, I threw it right there.
Candy got married.
You said what?
Candy got married.
Who?
Oh, congratulations, Candy.
Yeah. She just got married Saturday.
Tell her we said congrats.
I will.
I'm going to show my wedding pictures when I get remarried. I'm going to put them on Sin City.
I kicked her country ass to the curb.
What about the wedding night? You going to videotape it?
Oh, that would be lovely.
I know, right? I would love
to. So, Waylo, you ain't going to look down there?
No.
Well, what is
it? Why you wouldn't look down there? You did it, so why wouldn't you look?
I didn't know till later on today. That happened last night.
Well, she might want you to put some Neosporin on it or something.
Well, shit, she went back to nap, so.
Oh, wow.
What? What was that?
She went back to nap.
Oh, wow. Who
well,
we talking
you,
about?
Wait, little dirty
motherfucker. What you mean I'm a dirty? What I'm doing now? I'm a dirty
I'm confused. I got off the phone for 5 seconds.
It was just an inside joke. Don't worry about it. It's just a little joke. We were fucking with. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So she came all the way up there to get it, huh?
Yep.
She must have wanted it bad.
She got what she wanted.
Snap that pussy back.
That's what's up. Handle your business, folks. Handle your business.
Make sure. I mean, there you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that way, low. If she gonna drive, make her drive.
Hey, that's the same thing. And then she had to be at school at like 9 o'clock this morning and shit.
Mm-hmm.
She left my kids at like 5 o'clock this morning. Got straight on the highway back to now.
Mm-hmm.
Went to school, then went to work. So I know she's tired as fuck.
He said, hey, I know she tired as fuck. She took one of them 5 hour drinks.
Right, I'm about to say, she got a hella Red Bull.
No, damn,
okay, well, shit. Nah, you know what? I'm not going to even say that I wouldn't. I would. I would drive for some pussy. I would. Especially if it's good. I would. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's worth it. I've done it before. Yeah, I've been to Ohio.
So now, okay, so now, Sunshine, where you at? The Sunshine still on here? Well, I see she on here, but I don't know if she on talk or not. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to go to Butter. Hypothetically speaking, Butter, we just hypothetically speaking, so
okay.
You can answer the question. You ain't got to say, well, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Would you drive for some dick?
Uh-huh. Yes, I have. I got on the Greyhound for some. Sure have.
Damn, the Greyhound.
Yes, I did.
Now, that's some good
was
dick.
Was it worth it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Okay. The Greyhound? I mean,
yes.
I mean, you know, it takes longer on the bus than in the car. So, but you would just be on that Greyhound. I know you was like, mm-hmm.
Yes, it was worth it. It was so worth it. You got it in until it was time to go.
Yes, you did, as well as you should.
Yes.
Okay, so now my bad. Way low, would you drive for it? I see she didn't drove. She came to you. Would you go to her?
Shit, I don't want to pass her to get some pussy before.
You said what?
I done drove past her to get some pussy before. I done drove to Ohio.
Damn. Hmm.
Okay, Janine, question falls to you.
Yeah, I have driven. I couldn't find the dick, though. I used to drive from Minnesota every weekend. I could never find the dick. I could never find him.
Okay, did you let him know that you were coming?
No, I never. We lost touch with each other. I never knew where he was. I would just hope I would see him.
Mm.
Yeah, every weekend I drove from Minnesota.
Damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
I know he was mad in the motherfucker. She was left. All right, okay. Well, now, Wick, what about you? Here he goes. He's giving a damn you, but he always start off good. Wick.
He didn't put the phone on mute. He's smoking right now.
Man, I tell you. And I mean, okay, now, well, let me ask then, because, I mean, y'all travel that far. Don't y'all feel like if I made this distance or he done made this distance or she done made this distance, don't y'all feel like y'all supposed to have, like, the most erotic night?
Hell yeah.
I mean, because you got some people that, like, okay, motherfuckers, I know somebody in particular that claims she just started sucking dick. What, maybe 2-3 years ago. She's in her 30s. She's in her mid-30s now. She
wow.
My first dick she sucked, she was in her early 30s.
Oh, wow.
Now, my thing is, there's no way in hell I'm going to travel that long to come see you, and you talking about, well, shit, I don't fuck dick. What
do you mean? What do you mean? I wasn't even thought about what was going.
Oh, wow.
When I drove to Ohio,
honestly, you never know. You never know, because the first time I did, I nigga swore up and down I was lying. Got up, swore up and down I had been doing it for a long time. And
sure, that's a God-given talent.
Yes, it is.
It's a difference between getting some head and getting a blowjob.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, way low for people that don't know. Explain that.
I agree with way low because everybody can't give you good head.
Oh, you shut the fuck up. You just shut the fuck up. We've been calling you for the past 10 minutes. Just shut the fuck up.
He just fell out the blue like.
I ain't got a bitch here.
Talking about fucking this boy. He came out.
We call this motherfucker I don't know how many times.
Oh my goodness. Now that was funny.
No,
it's a big difference. The
fuck with me.
You said what?
Shit.
Uh,
Damn, it ain't not he come in.
I said you gotta have a good head job for me to fuck with him, man. Pretty feet.
We said we not talking to you, dog. We not talking to you no more tonight. We done called you all. We done called you like 20 times. I mean, and he refused.
Hey, man, you know I be smoking that goddamn greens, man.
I told you what I tell you.
The weed head ain't shit, man. It's not the drunk. It's the weed head.
I told you he was smoking.
I mean, just come out the clear blue. Holy shit, yeah. Waylo, once again, can you please explain the difference between this motherfucker here?
Hey, getting some hair is just like, you know, you get ready to fuck. She go down and suck you off for a few minutes, then just get up. Lay down, just waiting for some dick. Getting no blowjobs when she's standing down there. She using both hands, no hands, deep throat, lots of spit, and she down there until you come. And if she real with it, she gonna take the load, play with the load, keep sucking you off.
Well, I guess I ain't never. I've always given blowjobs to him, huh?
Beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I concur. I mean, so now, let me ask. I mean, do y'all give a time limit? Like this motherfucker got, he got 10 minutes. He ain't let loose 10 minutes. I'm getting up.
My plan is to make sure everything come up out of that. I don't even know what time it is when I'm done. But I bet you gonna love it.
I ain't gonna even say probably. I'm 9 times out of 10 I will. But I mean, you got some that's like, okay, you only getting 3 minutes. What the fuck you mean? I'm only getting 3 minutes. I mean, lazy.
Just
lazy. That's what I'm saying. Just ain't gonna put no effort into it. I'm finished. No, you not.
Okay. You don't even go down. Don't waste my time.
Especially when you feel like that real strong pressure on the back of your neck. You know, that's me squeezing your neck, telling you ain't going nowhere. Where you think you're going? Where you going?
That you choke her up, huh?
Right, man. No, I mean, I just put that little pressure on her neck, let her know, hey, you ain't done yet. You ain't done.
That's why I say if somebody ever give me some hair with 2 ponytails, they is in trouble.
With two what?
Two ponytails.
Yeah.
You know what, man? Wait, look, I've never had that. I've never had that. Two ponytails.
Wow.
Grab by both ends.
Yep. Wrap them around your wrist.
Wow.
And where do you think you're going?
Damn.
My question is, have you ever
messing around with somebody, their hair all pretty and everything, and you mess their hair up so bad that you had to just come out your pocket and get their hair done the next day?
I ain't paying for shit. That's a trophy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I told her off top when she came over here, I was like, you know I'm fucking your hair up, right?
Wow.
But see, now here's my thing with that. Now, hold on. I know you like, okay, that's some dirty shit. But no, buddy, you got to understand. As men, we like, oh, okay, you came with this new dude. We want to fuck you so good that you just be like, I don't give a fuck about my hair. You know how one motherfucker, I just want to fuck from the side. Oh, she just give it to me doggy style. No, we want to fuck you so good that you be like, man, fuck this. I don't give a fuck how my hair end up. I'm gonna lay on my back. I'm gonna lay on top of my head if you want me to. I'm gonna stand up on top of my head. That's what we're looking for. We don't want to just bash. We want you to walk out with that brand new dude, just curls hanging down, and Shit, if it was froze or whatever kind of way, that motherfucker just unfroze or whatever.
Wet it out.
Oh,
okay.
Right. That wrap all frizzy now. That's when we walked back in the room with that swag. Yes, I did tell that pussy up. Yes, I did.
See, I'm a hair puller, so I like to pull hair.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I like that, too. I like that, too. But now, my thing is, when you got that new dude, I don't want to touch it. I want you to fuck it up. I want you to fuck it up on your own. And when you fuck it up on your own. When you fuck it up on your own,
things.
That means you say what?
I said I'll shoot for three things. I'm fucking your hair up, swelling your pussy clothes, and you walking out of here bare legged.
Hey. That boy that damn Waylo always got a plan, don't he?
Damn, somebody calling.
Have everybody coming from nap.
He knocked on the door. I want my turn next.
Hey, that swing gonna be in the middle in 2 weeks. Just put that out there.
How did you get in the swing? I don't know.
I'm gonna put some pictures up when I get here.
I'm going to get mine first. This motherfucker trying out doofy. Hold on. I'm going to get my swing first. This nigga way low. What?
Man, that ball is that shit.
I'm going to start putting that mute button on you. Yeah, and I'm going to click. Way low just hung up on the show, y'all. Hey, I watched the 5 Heartbeats today. I can't compete with him. He's taking all the girls. about to get back on the mic and sing my song, too.
Oh, yeah, man.
Y'all is some fools. Now, what would go again? See? That motherfucker ain't smoking. He playing that goddamn video game. I know what the fuck he doing. Mother didn't put us on hold. I tell you, only on Sand City can a motherfucker, hey, press the mute button, play the video game, and now the motherfucker tell us, hold on.
Yeah. Hold on. Beat your kids.
Right. But now, hey, Waylo, dang, you were talking about the calendar, man. So, I mean, you gonna do the layout in Gary? I mean, how you gonna do it?
Well, what I'm gonna do is everybody that wanna get in the calendar, I put my email and my phone number on my page just a few minutes ago. If you're serious about it and you wanna get in this calendar, all you gotta do is get some quality, and I repeat, some quality photos taken. How you want your shit to be done. If you want somebody to lay your shit out yourself personally, you want to spread that bread, then go right ahead. All you got to do is send it to me and I'll put it up there. But if you want me to do something to it, send me a nice high quality picture, you know, without no bullshit in the background, like fucking dirty drawers on the floor and, you know, pictures on the mirrors and shit like that. You know, this is my shit. So everything in this calendar is representing me. So I want, you know, high quality shit. If you want,
so why don't you take the pictures there? Why don't you just have people come there and you take the pictures? How you want it?
I mean, I'm not a photographer, to be honest with you.
Hey, Waylo, I got a question for you. Waylo, I got a question. What would I do to get one of my artists to try to get on your label?
By the time
Aaron Cass got his record, make it look easy. I just want you to hear it, man, and see if he's worthy. Maybe I'm wrong on that. Huh? You
email
like
to
it?
My email is on the
I don't got a computer, but they got make it you said you like the cast, you know what I'm saying?
I don't own a record company. Waylo do.
hey, Father Time, you still around?
Well, Father Time gone, man. He ain't on the show right now.
You don't got that single. You know what I'm saying? I just see what can happen. You know what I'm saying? I think I got talent for ears. You know, I got my talent is ears. I don't say I got talent for ears.
You know what I'm saying?
One day you'll understand, old man.
Write my information down.
I don't even think he had a website. But what's your information? Well, we'll wait till the end of the show because we just talking about business on the show and, you know,
no,
all the time.
It's real simple. Waylo.hbe @gmail.com.
All I gotta do is go to SinCity.Spruce.com and find out where you at,
yeah,
right?
I'm on Sin City, yep. I'm on Sin City.
But I want you to hear my dude, man. I really do, man. I think you got a little talent, man. With your help, with a good engineer, you know what I'm saying? I think that's just my opinion. You know, my opinion is really, you tell cast stories. I had some bad opinions, but I had some good ones too, though.
I'll be honest with you. I'm brutally honest when it comes to music. If it's shit sucks,
yeah,
that's all I want.
I want you to be brutally honest. You know what I'm saying? If you feel that he got a chance, you know what I'm saying? Let me know, man, because I think he do. Because the three songs, because I like the female song he had. He had my girl in there, you know, with the female sound. I wish,
yeah.
But they didn't want to play that.
Most definitely, this is what happened.
Since you did screws.com, if you ever want music on here, come on here and let them go on here and get you on. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, bro. But for real, fam, tell Cass to give you my number, you know what I'm saying? Because I drink and smoke, man. I be forgetting. you know what I'm saying? I do that a lot. Smoke every day and drink part of the day.
Part of the day, huh?
Yeah. But I'd rather smoke dope. You know, dope. But anyway, for real, Willow, you know, I want you to hear this, you know, I think it's on they played it on the show, it probably was a couple of weeks ago, about a couple of months ago. I think they got, I need Father Time to play the music. Well, check it out, man. God damn it, my five.
You talking about 1080?
Yeah, 1080.
1080?
Yeah.
All right, I'll look them up.
Check them up, man. I think he got some good shit. I really do. I think he just needs a good engineer. I really do, Willow. Just give him a chance, man. Check it out, you know, because you want him to flow something? What you want him to flow? I think he that good. But, you know,
it's whatever. Like I said, I want to hear his music. I want to see what he's working with, all right? Because you can open a book and read the cover and think it's good, but once you
Father Time got his music. I used to have his music over with me. But check on that, man. Check on that, though, for me, Waylo. But go ahead.
Sure.
I'm sorry, Cass. My bad, Cass.
Oh, man, I mean, you know, I'm always down for a connection, a musical connection.
But you said that make it look easy. I thought that's the one that's going to run. Because if you don't like too many things, Cass. You one of them very critical. You like Russ Limbo.
Russ Limbo,
you like him, man. You don't like too many things. And you going to tell your opinion about it. He's like Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. Oh, y'all don't like Rush Limbaugh? Oh, hey, he keep it real, man. I'm sorry. He just feel what he feel. He don't like black people. He don't like it. He keeping it real.
That's why I'll fuck with him.
Hey, but he keeping it real, though. Was he supposed to lie? Oh, I like them black motherfuckers so I can goddamn get my radio station going on. He don't like them motherfuckers. I don't like niggas either. That's what he said. He didn't say black people. He said niggas. I don't like niggas either. A nigga could be white, black, blue, green. That's just my opinion.
I love y'all.
I love you.
Oh, my goodness.
But back to SinCity.Spruce.com, that's what's going on. If you want your music on here, get to Waylo, you know what I'm saying? He's going to make you happen.
Yeah,
check on that shit. Yeah, check on that shit, though. Nah, I got confidence in that.
This girl booty is humongous.
Real big?
Humongous. Like,
what's humongous? Because I heard big, bigger.
It's bigger than
enormous.
Big.
I heard enormous.
It's bigger than big. It's humongous.
God damn it.
I wish I could
watch.
I'm on Facebook, like, oh my goodness.
But yeah, if y'all want to get in this calendar, like I said, just give me some high-quality pictures, and I can get it designed and everything myself if y'all want to get it done that way. But if you want somebody to design it that you know, or you want to go somewhere and get some professional pictures, that's cool, too.
Still trying to do that that move with get everybody that we got online with, you know, all the promotions we get, are we trying to still do that move, dog? To make everybody in one spot and we just get the promotions out.
Yeah, we're still working on that, dog.
That's what I'm talking about. SinCityOfSpruce.com. Working on it.
Alright, well, we coming down to the end of the show. So, with that being said, you know how we do. We give our last and final words. I'm going to start with Janine. Got any last word for us, baby?
Nice show. Hey. I have to get my pitch together.
That's just number
up. So I could be on February. But I will talk to you all next week.
That's what's up. Wait, you got any last words, though?
Hello.
Wick.
What's good? You know, most deaf. You know, way low, Sin City. Father Time, Cass, you know, always a pleasure. You know, hey, send me that way low website so I can get out from, or I can check it on SinCity.Spruce.com.
All right, I got you.
All right.
Butter, any last words?
I enjoyed myself tonight. I'm sorry I had to get off the phone a couple of times, but I did enjoy myself. And if I can get this computer to work, then I will see y'all on the chat. If not, then I'll be posting some pictures tonight.
All right.
Yes.
Sunshine, you got any last words?
It's been real, people. I love calling in to SinCity.Spruce.com. Love the show.
That's what's up. Mr. Waylo, any last words, dog?
Oh, excuse me. BoozyBoyEntertainment.com, Waylo209 YouTube. Like I said, my information's on my page on SinCity.Spruce.com. Appreciate the show. All the love. Talk to y'all next week.
What's up? All right, y'all. Well, for my man, Father Time, like I said, he had to take an early absence. So, for your man, my man, Father Time, it's your boy, Cass, NC.Spruce.com. Hey, let's get them pictures on there. Let's get some
Let's get some more pages on that. Like I say, tell a friend to tell a friend so we can get this motherfucker on the cracking. Like I said, we're trying to get sandcity.spruce.com. We're trying to get that Facebook money. All right, y'all. Peace.
Love you.